Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'd like to start off today on a cheery note, a colorful note. Let's refresh the planters and flower beds with new color. We'll have our favorites. Ed Thrall stops by with a mess of greens. That's kind of neat. Not going to make Joni happy. And fall vegetables. What are microgreens, by the way? And Joni is inviting butterflies in to visit. You can do it too.
Yes.
Plus,
yes.
What critters are found in greenhouses, not insects? Kelly Velez is at the controls. Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are hosting a program from our homes. So please join Kelly, Teresa, Ed, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm Laurel Lee, Florida's Secretary of State. Our state and nation depend on voters who are well-informed. Learning about candidates and issues is extremely important. But beware of misinformation that may seem true but comes from false or misleading reports seeking to polarize voters. Don't believe everything you read or hear. If something doesn't seem right, seek trusted sources and verify the facts. Visit FloridaElection2020.gov and see how we're protecting you and your vote.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. I kind of get excited at this time of the year. It's when we can change out the flowers. Actually, we sort of are in a between time when the warm and the cool season kind of selections kind of clash together, you might say. But I'm thinking of cool season mainly. I know thinking of pansies at this time of year is a bit early, but maybe we can start to think about getting ready. Soon we will be able to plant the pansies and more. What is the more? Well, we'll have our favorites for you in just a little. little bit, and we'll help you get them started. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, a host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni, and I'm an Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. And, of course, our books for those who love gardening include Month-by-Month Gardening in Florida, Florida Getting Started Guide, and Teresa has a Gardener's Compendium series. One I want to talk about, if we've got time, it has names of American cities as the what your horticultural botanical names. We'll get to that. Thanks for stopping by for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're awaiting your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Hour number one, Ed Thralls joins us from the garden to update us on his planting, and he's planting greens, by the way. Lots of us like collards and lettuce and more. Joni does not like the collards. So what are the greens? Well, Ed will help, and Joni is inviting in the butterflies this hour also, can too. Hour number two, Teresa is making composting simple for us. Do you need one of those bins, and how's the best way to get it ready for the garden? I guess one question is, when is it ready for the garden? Web page is up for October, one more week. I have a feature on bananas. They're plumping out right now. I don't know if they'll make it or not. Take a look and see what you think. You can get up on our website at betterlawns.com. There's more stories. Joni has a paper wash story. Nice picture. I took it. That's why it's nice.
That's true. It is true.
I have 10 ways to kill a tree, and Tom's got a do's and much more. Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio. I will be answering your calls. Teresa and Joni and I are hosting a program from our home. Joni used to answer your calls, and she feels real bad about that, but
yes. She
is here, and Kelly is doing a great job. So if you want to contact us, remember the number here is 407-916-5400. Probably better to wait to call in until about midway through the program. We'll let you know when. You can text us, however, at any time, 23680. Always look forward to text messages. And don't forget to get up on Better Lawns and Gardens on Facebook. This week, the trash can report, 4 full cans this week. And Teresa's going to help us turn them into compost. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Joni, Kelly.
Good morning.
Yep, we're all here.
Yes.
Back again. The sun's not up yet.
No.
The sun will not come up to about 7:30. So, and it goes down early these days. But that makes the poinsettias bloom, which is kind of nice, or color up. So, Teresa, how was your week?
My week was busy. I was down in Brandon and also in other cities around, you know, close by Altamont and Sanford and in Osceola County. So it's been a busy week, so very good.
You're just beating the rent all over town.
I am. I put so many miles on my car.
Yeah, Kelly, how about you? Having a good day?
Absolutely. I'm here with you folks.
Without you, we couldn't do anything.
See, I like the way that outlook on things. I love that.
You're the big man on campus here.
That's right. Say, Beverly from Tallahassee wrote us here, and she sent a couple of nice pictures. Teresa responded, and I did too. But one of them was an aster that Teresa identified.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful aster. It's a native to the panhandle of Florida, and it just popped up in her yard. So I thought that was kind of cool. And then she had a weed underneath. I don't know. You can't really see it too well, but it looks like a spurge, but it may not be.
I couldn't tell either. And it turned out to be the frost aster, which is, a wildland type of aster. And I guess one of her, I don't know what she asked the question or not, but some people like to try to find seed. You may just have to harvest that yourself, right?
Yeah, you have to harvest it. It's not grown commercially. And wildflowers are kind of hard to grow commercially. There's some that you can get in abundance, but, you got to save those seeds. So when you're on hikes and stuff, you don't want to take plants out of the habitat area. But if they're producing seeds and the seeds have gone to where they look like they're dead, go ahead and take some and sprinkle them in your yard.
Yeah, she said it's been hot and humid, less than a quarter inch of rain, 60s and 80s. Where I am, I got about a half an inch of rain this week, and 70s and 80s. So Florida, varies quite a bit. She said also the hummingbirds have flown the coop.
They've headed south for the winter.
Yeah, but blueberries. Well, bluebirds are coming home to roost, and she does have the butterflies. So things are good in Tallahassee. Thank you, Beverly. We appreciate it. I've got a question for you all. We'll get to the flowers, hopefully, but I just got this neat little stuff here. You know, we have our listeners, and we have people, of course, that are growing greenhouse crops, and quite often they get critters in the greenhouse. And not other critters. And I have them here, what people have reported from a number of areas. Like, I'll do Australia first, okay? The rest of them are United States. Australia, what do you think they get in Australia going into the greenhouses?
Dingoes?
I will tell you. Kangaroos.
Oh, my goodness.
This one here says, a kangaroo bouncing indiscriminately through our container nursery, tipping over pots. I guess it's there. Okay. What do you think? I've got two that have responded from Florida. What do you think they have going through the greenhouses in Florida? Remember, not insects, but critters.
Raccoons.
Snakes.
Well, you both are close, but you should have known this. Kelly, you have an idea what might be going through greenhouses? What critter?
I dare not guess. I dare not.
Okay. Alligator.
No.
That's why I said I dare not.
How does an alligator get through the greenhouse?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
The door was left open, right?
We had an alligator walk through a house and into the break area. Then the other one said, alligators, and this one here, snapping turtles, aren't uncommon here.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And here's another one in Florida. Three of them in Florida, actually. It says, the neighbor's cattle got loose in a tree farm. We just call it our organic fertilizer program.
Wow.
Okay, Joni, here's one from Maine.
Really?
Now, this happens in greenhouses quite frequently sometimes. And this one here is mice. And it said mice mowed down 10 flats of marigolds in one night.
Oh, jeez.
That's a big loss.
Yeah.
Especially when those marigold seeds can cost you, you know, 20, 30 cents a piece.
Tom, I remember when I first started with the University of Florida, there was an article on snakes and how they went through and tried to remove them from all the nurseries in Florida. And then they started having a really bad rodent population. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that could happen. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here's one in Virginia. They had a Canadian goose that couldn't fly, and it followed this person through the greenhouses every day.
Oh, wow.
I had a duck like that. My duck was named Daffy. It would follow me everywhere. Here's one from Maryland, where I'm from. It says, here are a few weird pests. I found a racing pigeon and located the owner by the leg band. They had a goat, a raccoon, which somebody guessed, a raccoon fishing in our display pond, and toads, assorted small birds, butterflies, hummingbirds, and rabbits. Those were one.
That's
got a bunch
funny.
Of them from other states also. Hey, let's not disappoint anybody. Let's tell them some of our favorite cool season or flowers coming up for the cool season. What do you got, Teresa?
I have alyssum, one of my favorites. It's fragrant, and it should be by every pathway, by every door. Alyssum and stock are two of my favorites.
Boy, a lot of people wouldn't think of stocks, but I love stocks too.
Oh, they smell amazing, just like perfume.
I know. Well, you know, it's florists have had them in the past. I don't know whether they still use them or not. But I haven't grown stock in a good while. I may have to do that. That'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, and they come in different sizes. So you got your small ones, your medium-sized ones, and your tall ones. So they can add some height to the garden if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, and
what are they?
Stock is a flower. It's an annual flower. Very fragrant. Comes in lavenders and whites and pinks and colors of that nature.
Yeah, and it kind of looks like hyacinth blooms, only they're a little bit more square shaped. But they're just gorgeous. White and purple are the only colors that I think I remember from them. Tom, do they get different colors?
I think there's a pink also probably would fit in with that. You know, the things that I like, a lot of people aren't going to like. I like hollyhocks. I'll be sowing the seeds.
I do too.
And also delphinium. I'll sow those seeds. And I have foxglove seeds, so I'll be sowing them.
But what I tell people is that what they can grow in the spring up north, they can grow here in the wintertime.
Yeah, normally so. If you're doing foxgloves you've got to be careful because some of them are really biennials, and mm-hmm. so you've got to get the ones you sow the seed now. I think, was it Camelot is the one series. I grew one called Foxy 1 year. That did well, but the Foxy seeds must have gone bad or something because they didn't repeat themselves very well. Flowers, you know, traditional, everybody seems to want pansies. And I have a tough time with pansies because they really kind of get rained out, and they need the cold weather. Johnny Jump Ups or the violas, which are in the same group, do better. And then, of course, out of all these, the petunia, number one yeah. for wintertime, I would think.
Yeah, but I'm just not in that wintertime spirit now. I'm in fall still, but it's still too warm. I would put the pansies in around November.
Yeah, well, November is the week after next.
So, yeah, I know. That's true.
You're almost there, but it probably won't be cold enough till mid-November, late November. I don't know. I tell you what, Ed Thralls is going to be coming down the garden path very quickly. We've got a question here, text message already about they want to know how to get rid of snake plants. Okay, I suggest you sell them right now, but we'll get back to that. Let's take a break. What do you say? And when we come back, we'll talk with Ed Thralls. Ed Thralls is going to be talking about greens. And I'm going to tell you, greens are not some of Joni's favorites, even though she lived up in kale country. Not a favorite. And collards here. I love my collard greens. And Joni doesn't like lettuce either. Getting hard to find some of these greens. He likes.
You just don't like green.
I know. What can I tell you? But anyway, we'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Florida, 75% of pedestrian and bicyclist fatalities occur at night. Many drivers say they never saw them. Driving at night can be challenging for drivers, and their failure to see pedestrians is often fatal. Drivers, always watch for pedestrians and cyclists. Pedestrians, be visible at night, wear brighter reflecting clothing, and carry a light. And if you plan on riding a bike at night, always use lights so you can be seen. Alert tonight, alive tomorrow, because safety doesn't happen by accident.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. And they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. You know, the other day I was just thumbing through one of Teresa Watkins' great books, A Gardener's Compendium, Gardening in Time and Place. And for some reason, my hand just kind of flipped to this one spot here, Teresa, and it's American Cities with Botanical and Horticultural Names. And you've got all the states, and Florida here has a whole bunch of cities with horticultural names.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to do, and it's very interesting to see how people would create cities named after plants and horticultural details. So I love doing the research on it.
Yeah, like Garden City, there's three cities in Florida with that name. Gardenville, I've never been to Gardenville. There's two cities with that name. Gardner, there's two cities with that name. And Rose, there's two cities with that name.
I know. Isn't that interesting? No, I haven't. But they are actual locations, and where they're on a map. And there's some great websites, government websites, and municipal websites that have these names on them. So it was wonderful to do. And I always try and look for it when I'm driving and seeing the names of the cities.
And you've got Maine here, Joni. You've got cities with garden names like Cranberry Isles, Garland, Grassy Landing, Minarda, Pea Cove.
You know, I live there, never heard of any of them.
Pea Ridge, Reed, and Reed. And
how about
just
Kittery?
No, the Kittery's not a plant there.
No.
Anyway, great book. It's Gardener's Compendium, and it's Gardening in Time and Place. Teresa, you have three and a fourth one on the way, right?
No, I have two, and the third one's on the way, but they're all written. There's seven in the series, and I just got to find time, Tom, to get them all out.
It is tough to find time. I tell you what, let's find time right now for Ed Thralls. Ed Thralls, University of Florida and Orange County residential horticulturist, and he's out taking the peanut butter challenge. And Ed, I thought we'd start off, how is the peanut butter challenge doing?
Well, peanut butter challenge is doing really good, and we're still collecting unopened jars of peanut butter through November the 25th. And this week, the Florida Farm Bureau came by with about 100 pounds of peanut butter.
Oh, that's
really
great!
That's about 52-pound jars.
Now, Ed, is there a place outside the extension office where you can just drop it off? You don't have to be open?
Yes, there's a contactless. We have a container outside with some kind of advertisement that says drop them off here. You don't have to talk to anyone. You don't have to shake hands or any of that stuff. And all the jars that we collect are going to go to the food bank for distribution to people who need help.
Actually, we drop them off at Ed's office, and he does 50-50 with them. He gets 50%, they get 50%.
No, I do like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Hey, I grew up on peanut butter and jelly, let me tell you. And when I used to work during the summer, I'll tell you a story. When I used to work during the summertime, that's what I ate every day when I went to work. I took a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Amazing. Yeah. So how's the garden doing, Ed?
Oh, the garden's doing pretty well. The cool season garden's kicking in, and boy, I have enjoyed some of these temperatures lately in the mid-80s and a little bit lower. I really like working in the garden when I have sun, though. I'm looking for sunrise right now. But anyway, our cool season garden is kicking up, and our warm season garden is slowing down. The cucumbers picked up some kind of a disease early, so there's no cucumbers this season. Tomatoes not only set fruit, but we've been picking a few. And peppers are starting to show. They're looking pretty good. Eggplant's been good for a while, and beans are being picked. We planted beets and radishes and onions from seed, and they've all germinated. And lettuce and cabbage are transplants. They're growing really well now, and with the less rain, We're making sure that nothing dries out, and we planted strawberries. And as you know, Tom, our strawberries in Florida come in as bare root plants, and they really look terrible. So it takes 10 days or so before they start looking good. They need water almost every day, but they're kicking in now. We'll have strawberries probably by January.
Oh, that's good. Hey, I'm going to switch down here to greens because I don't want to miss out on this, because I want you to tell Joni how good greens are.
Oh, boy.
You get them. I guess the question is, what are they? And give us some of the types that Joni's not going to like.
Okay. Greens are really good in the garden. A lot of people grow greens quite a bit in the garden for that purpose. And they're the edible leaves that the plants grow. And they grow best in the cool season garden. But once in a while, we have a couple will sneak into the summer garden. They really more than just something used for a salad. The rustic varieties, people call them. They're members of the cabbage family, usually, like cabbage, kale, mustard, collards, Swiss chard, and beets are in the same family with beets. Spinach and turnip greens are pretty good. Those are the major greens we eat, and broccoli leaves actually can be eaten as well.
Yeah.
Huh.
Joni, does that sound good to you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, Teresa? Joni, I got more for you. Not all greens are created equal.
Thank you.
Teresa,
while mustard greens are spicy, Swiss chard and beet greens are mild and versatile. Okay, you can use...
Anything that's cooked with ham, Tom, is good.
I know.
Actually, I use smoked turkey.
Do you?
Smoked turkey wing or smoked turkey leg do very, very well. I used to use, smoked... pig parts, and I've come up to
ham
enjoy
hocks.
The turkey much better.
I like the ham.
I'll
ham.
Have to try that.
kale, you can cook it on a grill, for instance, but you can toss it into salads, you can saute it, you can blanch it, so you don't have to eat it just as greens. One thing the leafy greens have in common, they shrink dramatically when you cook them, so budget at least 1 pound of raw greens for two people, and usually you don't buy greens by the pound anyway. You usually buy them by the mess, and that's how you cook them. You put them in there, and no, they don't look messy, Joni. They just are a mess of greens.
The liquid. Yeah,
the liquor is fine. The pot liquor is great. Yeah. And
do you get the same amount of nutrients out of it, vitamins out of it?
Not if you drink the liquid that comes along with it. You get it all. A lot of the greens are cut and come again crops, and a lot of people are not quite sure what that is. But you harvest the outside rows or the older rows of leaves as they grow, and you leave the center part alone, and they grow new leaves, and so you can come back and cut some more at a later time. And collards and Swiss chard, mustard, and kale are really ideal for your cut and come again crops.
Yeah. How long do we have to make the plantings?
We've still got some time. Let me see. We've got, depending on which crop you have, we can be planting them all the way out from now to January. The reason I say January, you want to be finished with most of your cool season crops by the 1st of March so you can plant in your warm season crops. And it takes somewhere between 45 and 50 days usually to get a crop of greens out.
Yeah. Teresa, do you use microgreens? I'm not sure what they are. Ed's going to tell us in a minute.
Yeah, no, I don't get them, but they're usually in the salads that we get. So sometimes we'll get ready-made salads from the store, and the microgreens are in there. So they taste good. They're just the new leaves, right, Ed?
Yeah, microgreens are young, tender greens that we add for color, texture, and flavor to salads and sandwiches. They're harvested at the seedling stage. You usually don't get them past the first to the true seeds. They're only about 2 inches tall, and you grow them in a short container, maybe 2 to 3 inches deep, but you don't really grow them out in the ground. The stems are snipped just above the soil line, and you get both the stems and the leaves, and some of the microgreens you're eating aren't just the ones that I just talked about that would be greens in the garden. Sometimes you get herbs in there, too. Arugula is one of the favorites that they add as microgreens. And you can add them to soups and stews and salads and as garnishes. And they actually have more intense flavor, I think, at that young stage.
Yeah, so how are they grown?
I heard, yeah.
Okay, Tom, they're grown in a, I'd like to say grown in a sterile media. Some people don't really go that route, but I get a germinating mix. That seems to be the best. That has, you know, the drains well, but has some peat moss or coconut fibers, sphagnum moss or vermiculite or perlite or combination of all that. Or you can buy a quality germination mix. You fill the container, which is about 2 to 3 inches deep, and then you broadcast your seeds in rows, multiple kinds of seeds, too. All the greens I just mentioned plus some of the herbs are used. And as a general rule of thumb, you plant about 10 to 12 seeds per square inch. So they're really densely packed inside this small container. Let me see. The seeds are pressed to the surface as opposed to burying them in the seeds because most of them are very small seeds. You can spread vermiculite over the top, for instance, to keep them moist. And after they're grown to about 2 inches tall, it's time to get out the pair of scissors and cut them off.
Yeah, Teresa.
I know that some people will thin them out, and so to kind of space them out once they've started growing, they use the small microgreens and pull them out and eat them. So it's a good way to thin out your row if you've planted like 12.
But also you can cut. They can sometimes can act like a cut and come again crop. All of the greens don't germinate exactly at the same time. So when you remove the first cutting, some of the others will germinate and come back. And I don't know about thinning them as much as, like I said, they're fairly densely packed, and that's cut off with a pair of scissors and put in a clamshell-type container so they can sell them at the garden center. The more you get in there, the more you can sell them, you know.
You must have to really wash them off because vermiculite and perlite and all the peat moss on them and stuff like that.
Yeah, you do have that sometimes showing up on top of the leaves as they germinate, but you're cutting them off above the ground. You're not pulling the roots or anything out. So okay. A lot of the dirty, you do wash them. I mean, that's important any time you're harvesting any of your vegetable crops. You ought to wash them before you do anything else with them.
What about reclaimed water, Ed, real quick?
Reclaimed water is fine. You want to make sure you keep it off of the leaves. Since these are grown in small containers, you'd probably use potable water anyway, not reclaimed water. But if you had to use reclaimed water, most of our greens can grow in reclaimed water as long as you keep the water at the base of the plant and in the soil. Don't water the leaves to keep the water off of them. And, again, wash them in potable water before you decide to do anything else with them.
Good. How about some classes, Ed?
We're doing a wildflower gardening class, and I'm talking about the basics of square foot gardening. Some folks like the idea of growing a small garden. We're talking basic irrigation, and we're talking about berries, black, blue, and straw, blackberries, blueberries, and strawberries. And you need to register online at gardenflorida.eventbrite.com. They're still virtual, and some of them have a small fee associated with them now.
Good. Ed, thank you. We appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day, and look for sunshine. It's coming
there
up now.
There you go. Bye, Ed.
You have
bye,
a great
Teresa.
Gardening day. Yeah. We're going to head into break right now. As we head into break, we'll go ahead and get Joni prepared here because she's going to talk about butterfly gardening. We also have a number of text messages. Might be a good time also for you to get your call in. You can go ahead and get up with us right now at 407-916-5400 because as soon as Joni's done, then we're going to have call time. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Whoa, what a whopper. Where's my net? Whoa!
They say your life flashes before your eyes, right before you die.
It's a girl!
Life jackets save lives. Visit myfwc.com for more information.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I want to remind you, if you want to get in on any of these courses, these virtual courses that Ed's having, you register at gardenflorida.eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E.com. That's gardenflorida.eventbrite.com. I'm sure if you can register from anywhere. I think he said he's even had them from out of state. So Wildflower Gardening, Basics of Square Foot Gardening, Mel Bartholomew's book, of course, and program, Basic Irrigation, and berries like blackberries, blueberries, and strawberries. So gardenflorida.eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, that is, .com. So there we go. I tell you what, why don't we see if we can get Joni to come in here and talk about some butterfly gardening. Joni?
Where is she?
I know. I'm just thinking, you know, all those good greens. You have collard greens, mustard greens, all those things that you can eat, kale. Wouldn't you like to try some more of those?
Sure. Okay. Get a pencil and paper. I've got things to...
She's avoiding me.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Right now, you are probably in the process of changing out your landscape from those tired, worn-out summer plantings to some new plants for the fall. When trying to decide what to plant next, you might like to consider replanting to attract butterflies to your yard. Everybody heard that?
Yes.
Now,
yep.
Contrary to what most people believe, butterflies like all colors of flowers, even white. So plant a mixture. Keep them focused to your yard by making your plantings front, back, and the sides. A few of the plants to consider are Mexican milkweed, firecracker plant. Do we have that? Red or purple fire spike, gallardia, azaleas, firebush, lantana, ixora, daylily. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Bougainvillea, Dutchman's pipe, cat's whiskers, plumbago, pack-eyed Susan, cassia, and Mexican sage. Always include rich nectar flowers like pentas.
Oh, yeah.
Salvias. And asters. Here's some helpful hints to make your butterfly garden successful. First of all, you must be patient. They will come, but maybe not immediately. Make sure your garden is in the sun and near an area with shrubbery or trees, as this will provide escape areas for your butterflies. when predators lurk. Use many colors in your butterfly garden. The more color, the more different types of butterflies you'll attract. That's kind of neat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Don't use pesticides in the area of your butterfly garden. It will kill what you're trying to very hard to attract. Just remember, beautiful butterflies start off as caterpillars. It's hard to believe that. So you'll have to put up with a few of them to have a successful butterfly garden. In Florida, we are very lucky to be able to enjoy so many different types of butterflies here year-round. So why not entice them to visit and perhaps live in your yard?
Very nice. Good.
That's it.
I have my favorite butterfly inviting plant. Teresa, what do you like?
I love the milkweed. That's just a wonderful one. And I like the pentas and always see. And then African blue basil for pollinators. So I always add that in my herbs.
There you go. I like pentas. Pentas, my number one. And we have a nice big pentas plant out back. And the butterflies just keep coming into it. We just sit out there along with our bird feeders and everything. And fire spike. I like fire spike, too. Red fire spike. Yeah,
the hummingbirds love that, too, as well.
Oh, yeah. Hummingbirds like both of them. Yeah, really nice. Let's see. Do we have any phone calls, or are we going to go text messages?
No phone calls right now. We'll take all the text messages you have.
Okay, here's one here, kind of interesting. How can I get rid of invasive snake plants that are taking over areas of my yard? My thought, Teresa, is dig them up and sell them. They're one of the hottest plants on the market right now.
They are. They're great because they don't need a lot of light, and so they're good for apartments, offices, all that, anywhere where there's not a lot of light, shady areas, inside or outside. They're really popular inside right now, but you have to dig them up. They just will spread like wildfire.
Yeah. You know, about 2 years ago, I don't think you could sell a snake plant, also called Sansevieria, mother-in-law's tongue, all different nasty names. But right now, they're a hot item. I was in a big box store the other day, and there was a whole big rack of them. And it was just amazing seeing them there. And they come in.
I love all
forms.
The different varieties. Yeah, I mean, you get the tall ones that are really black, and then you get the short ones that are small and have the yellow striping. They're gorgeous.
Yeah. So anyway, snake plants. Otherwise, if you want to get rid of them in your yard, digging them out is probably going to be the best way. Otherwise, one of the brush killers might work if you get it down into the crown of the plants. What do you think, Teresa?
The brush, I'm even worried about that because the leaves are so strong. I don't know how it'll affect it, but you can try.
If you got it down into the crown of the plant, you might be able to get it that way. But otherwise, digging them out.
That's it. The only way.
Hey, it's break time. Let's take a break. What do you say? When we come back, if you want to get your question in, go ahead and give us a call. The number here is 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. And I've got a whole bunch of text messages here. One of them says, how do you start wildflower seeds? We'll get Teresa in on that one there. And a whole bunch of other ones. We'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
During the 2009 college football championship, Florida quarterback Tim Tebow painted John 3:16 under his eyes. As a result, some 94 million people Googled the verse. What they found is, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." For thousands of years, mankind has tried to make salvation hard and unachievable. But it's really quite simple. You see, God sent his son Jesus to live and die for our sins. And when he rose from the dead, the circle was complete. By believing in him, we have the unmerited favor of spending eternity with God in heaven. Do you believe in him? There's never been a better day than today to make the decision to ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life. You'll be forever changed for good. This is Bryant Wright, hoping you'll choose Jesus, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Thanks for joining us today here on Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm just going through with Teresa's a gardener's compendium and looking at the cities in Florida here with horticultural names, like Spuds. Anybody been to Spuds, Florida? S-P-U-D-S? Yeah, now, well, I thought that was kind of neat. And there's one here like Limestone. I could see that in an area where they probably dig limestone out of the ground. Dill, mm-hmm. Florida. Anybody been to Dill, Florida? How about Beans, Florida? Now, Bean City, I know of that. I've been to Tangerine, Tangelo. Anybody been to Poinsettia, Florida? I haven't been there. Or Paradise, Florida. Maybe that's one of the early explorers named that one. I don't know. Teresa, your turn. We got a caller?
We do. We have Tom in Merritt Island. Good morning, Tom. How can we help?
Okay, hello, Tom. I've got the... My vegetable garden is a layer, a thick layer of leaf mold compost on top of a floor of the sand, and did pretty well last year. And I got some good stuff over the summer, but I've been having trouble getting some germination for some seeds. I just recently planted radishes, came up, turnips, mustard, and some of the others come up sporadically, but things like collards and broccoli didn't come up at all. Wow. And I'm thinking since this material is very light and coarse and it dries out quickly, and I've been watering heavily, but it's hard to get the water down there, I was thinking that I'm going to replant, but I was thinking of digging, instead of planting in the shallow rows, I was going to dig a furrow where the row would be and either plant in the bottom of the furrow or fill the furrow with potting mix, which holds water fairly well, and plant in that. Well, what do you think of those ideas?
I like your potting mix idea. I often do that. And remember, those seeds don't like to be covered very much. So just a very light sprinkling of the potting mix. And you want a fine potting mix, not one with a lot of big chunks of it hide the seeds.
Yeah.
Also, those are seeds that normally germinate very readily. So either it's old seed or the seed sat out somewhere. You might even test germinate a few of them to see what happens. Hey, Tom, we got to run.
Okay.
Yeah. We got to run on. Teresa?
Thank you, Tom. We have Phil in Apopka. Good morning, Phil.
Hi, Phil. We got about
a minute. Good morning. I have a European fern plant,
and a Canary Island, date palm, and I'm having a hard time with them staying alive. I would love someone to come out and look at it for me because I'm tired of them. They're giving me too much problems. I don't know what to do with them.
Are they in containers or in the ground?
No, in the ground, but I'm having, every time the shoot comes out on the canary plant, it gets brown, and we have to trim it down, and it's still getting brown now.
I'd be opening up that shoot a little bit, looking inside for something like mealybugs or scale insects.
We cut out some stuff from the inside already, and it had white around it. I sprayed it and with Dawn dishwashing liquid and got rid of all the white stuff around it. But it's still looking bad, and I would love somebody to come out and look at them for me.
I tell you, the easiest thing for you to do is probably take a sample to your extension office. When you have something like that, cut that portion with the white in it. Sounds like it's rotting is what it sounds like.
It does. How often are you watering it?
Yeah.
The watering is twice per week, but we've been having so much rain. And I've been watering it almost every other day when it doesn't rain.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it might be too much moisture.
I just water it with a hose.
Yeah. Well, you know, what you can do, some of the tree companies do that type of work. You can call your extension office and see if they have a list of people that do consulting type work.
What is the consulting office?
The extension office.
Orange County Extension, University of Florida Orange County Extension. Let's see, are you in Orange County?
Yes, I'm in Orange County.
Okay. In Orange County, the number there is 407-254-9200.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
thank
good.
You greatly.
Thank you. Tom, we don't have any calls. What about text messages?
Yeah, we've got very quickly. You're going to have to do this in 30 seconds. How do you just plant wildflower seeds, or do you start them as transplants?
No, you go ahead and you put them in the ground. They don't like to be covered very much. Just lightly cover it, and you can just even pat them on the top and just make sure they get sunlight and water. They're very easy. And in my October In Your Backyard newsletter, I document and I show you how to do it step by step.
Okay. Hour number two is coming up, and Teresa, you're going to be talking about compost, or we're going to be talking about compost.
Yeah, we're going to talk about compost tea. Have you ever had a cup?
No, I've had some tea that looked like compost, however. So we'll be talking about making compost in your own backyard, and we'll be waiting for your calls, of course. I have a lot of text messages. Don't forget you can call us here at 407-916-5400. I'd wait till about 20 minutes after the hour to call, but you can text anytime, 23680. I've got a whole bunch of questions here just waiting for me, so we'll get to those on air also. So don't go away. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about $1 to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.